Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
I had a message come through on the Instagram, Jess. K-Rock Geelong, love when people reach out to the show.
I love when you remember how to use the Instagram.
I forget the password. And I just get kicked off. I don't know if there's too many people using it, but then I go to our digital guy. I'm like, what's the password? And he's like, again. I know.
This could have been an email, Tim.
It could have been an email, but I don't want to have the thread of the password. Sure. You know, so, okay. But I'm a nuisance, but that's okay. But someone sent through a photo and they were like, you'll never guess what I found in my ear. It's actually been there for...
In your what?
In my ear.
Ew.
Yeah, inside the ear. It's been there for 15 years and the photo is a mechanical pencil eraser.
Ew.
Yeah. 15 years, Jess.
Imagine that feeling of getting it out for the first time.
Oh, imagine the sounds.
Oh.
You just go and start lawnmowers. Yes. You know, stand next to the dryer.
You've essentially worn earplugs for years.
For your whole life. This thing, they had to get it taken out by the looks of it from, they must have, because like everyone's sick in Geelong at the moment. They must have gone to the doctor and like they've put the thing in the ear and been like, what is that? I've never seen anything like that. Because it's like, it's in a pile of gauze.
Yeah.
And it's, and it's a very waxy eraser. Hearing is fantastic. Never better. Is the feedback that we're getting. I've never had anything necessarily stuck in my ear, but I've had something come out of my ear that I wasn't super happy.
What came out?
A literal earwig.
Oh.
It crawled out.
That's the worst possible scenario.
And I'm like, all right, did you crawl in there when I was asleep or something? Or have you like, were there earwig
Could
eggs
you hear
in my brain?
It like burrowing?
No, it was like, hey, buddy. I'm so sorry, but this is like, my name's literally an earwig. So like, this is my house.
Is that what they're named after?
Yeah.
Because they like to burrow in ears? Is that serious?
Well, it's not called a bumwig.
Oh, well, I hate that. I hate that so much.
You'd hate to know where ringworms come from. 5223295 What'd you get stuck in your ear? Because I don't Q-tip. I don't do anything to my ears.
Oh, love a Q-tip.
Every doctor will ever tell you not to use them.
But it feels so good.
I
bought
that.
My husband one of those ones that's like a camera.
You like plug it into your phone. I saw that on Instagram, yeah.
And he still refuses to use it because he's like, that's the weirdest present you've ever bought me. But yeah. I was like, you want clean ears?
He got you a kidney detox, so let's not talk about like who's buying each other weird gifts.
Fair.
But ears, they're holes in our body. They're not covered. Things can get stuck in them. Like, whether it's dirt, could be rocks, could be an eraser, could be little things when you're a kid. I would love to hear from you if you have had something stuck in your ear.
These all sound like bad scenarios.
Okay.
But I'm going to tell you the worst possible scenario happened to Tyler from Geelong. Well, not you, Tyler, your brother.
Yeah, my brother, yep.
Okay, Tyler, what happened to your brother? What did he get stuck in his ear?
Yeah, so he was out fishing with a mate of his, and he got a fish hook stuck in his hand. And as they're working with pliers trying to get the fish hook out, a moth flies into his ear. So as he's got this painful hand, he gets a moth into his eardrum, and it's flopping around inside of his head, driving him absolutely bats, obviously.
Can you not feel it? You can feel it happening in your ear right now.
Tyler, the thing is, because the way Jess, she spoke to you during the song, and she was like, Tyler has like the worst story ever, and it makes so much sense. Like, this is not a great story, but Jess has a phobia of moths. So personally,
worst case scenario for me, Tyler, imagine, having a moth stuck in my ear.
Oh, absolutely.
I was going to say, Tyler, imagine like having a fish hook in your hand, and it's still getting worse. That's just the first part of your problems for that day. And, like, obviously you don't want to reach up too fast because then you've got a hook in your hand that's now in your ear and then you've trapped the moth in. I don't like it.
So does your brother still
go fishing? He's out in the middle of nowhere. Does he out on a lake, you
still
know?
Go fishing or...?
He still goes fishing, but I don't think with that friend. I don't think with the friend who hooked him. No.
Did it fly out the other side? I know that's probably a weird question.
No, you think. He had to go to the hospital. An emergency got it out for him, so it was not an easy day.
No. Did he catch any fish before, you know, the worst day of his life?
Oh, not even. Who knows? Didn't bothered to ask, to be honest.
So you don't want to rock up to...
You're asking about the fishing situation. He had moth in his ear, Tim.
He might have had some flatheads. I'm not sure. He'd be like, oh, yeah, can I come to emergency, but is it right if I bring this bucket of water because I want to keep these fish alive until we can kill them? All right. Yeah, Tyler, fair enough. Hope your brother's doing well since then. That is... That's bad, worse, not good, great.
Yeah.
Awful, hideous.
I'd rather
disgusting.
The eraser tip, honestly.
All right, well, I'll go find one and we can make your dreams come true.
This is Tim and Jess. Direct from krock.com.au. The latest news, the latest fashion. This is what's trending.
Tim, apparently, if you're finding it hard to find yourself someone to love, you're not alone.
Okay.
There's a new phenomenon that scientists have discovered in this new study. Apparently, it's caused by people aged between 18 and 30 years old.
All right, so you and I both aren't in this bracket.
Well, we're also both married, so...
Oh, well, now you just got to spoil it for everyone.
Researchers found that people in this age bracket are suffering from something called social media confusion.
I have seen a bit of this.
Caused by platforms, you know, dating apps, all sorts of things, they essentially increase their temptation and desire for a new partner. So they're getting confused because they've got too many options and all of them are looking so attractive that they go, oh, I'm out. I'm not picking any of them.
Right.
This is the new phenomenon, apparently.
So the trend is that, like, our attention spans are getting shorter for social media. Our attention spans for human beings are also getting shorter.
We're correct.
So this
is what they found in the study. They also discovered that things like AI are making things even more difficult because people are altering their appearance on these platforms.
Oh, yeah.
And so, you know, young people are seeing this and going, oh, well, I can find something better, find someone better looking.
Oh, right.
And they're not wanting to commit.
I mean, you got to give it a go. But again, I feel like you and I are just a bit older than the bracket. And like you're saying, we literally are. But
we lucked out with a hot husband and a hot wife.
Well, no, we were on the ground floor initially of things like Tinder coming out, like when we were in our early 20s. And it was huge.
You missed Bumble. I missed Hinge.
I didn't. Literally Tinder was the only dating app back when I was single back in the good, not the good old days, the bad old days.
Hey, I met my husband in real life, Tim. So,
IRL.
Yeah.
At a speed dating night, which is the physical version of the dating app. But yeah, I understand. I mean, I'd hate to brag on top of a brag, but I met my wife in a bar.
Oh, wow.
Like a normal place.
Also IRL.
Yeah, IRL. No. Online. And I was walking around going, where are you?
Where is she?
You look like you'd be somewhere around here. Well, that is a shame to hear, and hopefully the younger generation can, you know, get back up on their feet and get it back out there.
Yeah. Maybe just start posting photos that look like you.
All right. Sound more your age.
Okay.
Just be yourself. That's what everyone's into.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait. Sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
Thursdays, it's a heated time. It's the only time we really properly agree to have an argument.
We agree to disagree.
Yeah, literally. It's a safe space. If you're listening and you find yourself having tense moments, maybe just agree with that person. Go, hey, whether it's a family member, someone you work with, a friend of yours, say, hey, if we're feeling like we're disagreeing, let's stop. We'll only disagree on a Thursday. Then we'll get someone else to decide who's right. It's very beneficial.
And that someone else could be you. Because today we need a judge.
Yep, that's why we go into this.
Tim and Jess. You are about to enter the K-Rock courtroom of Tim and Jess. The cases are real. The stories aren't always important. The rulings are final. This is your courtroom. You be the judge.
Court is in session, and the way this works is the first person to call through on 52232955 with whatever we're disagreeing about. If they feel strongly about it, they are the judge. It becomes law across Geelong, Surf Coast, and the Bellarine. I'm pretty sure, I feel like you said this on air. Like, obviously, we talk a lot off air here at the radio station, but I'm pretty sure you said this earlier in the week, and I was very surprised because I already know how you feel. I already know how I feel about this. In the courtroom of Tim and Jess today, wearing socks in bed.
Oh, that's a strong no from me.
I just don't understand.
Yuck. Yuck. No, thank you. Yuck. I can't do it. I will often go to bed wearing socks, and then before I go to sleep, I will turn over, say goodnight to my husband. Goodnight. Whip the socks off.
Who's taking the socks off?
My husband, mostly.
Why can't you take your own socks? So what, you get send him to the end of the bed?
Not the end of the bed. I'll bring my foot up to his face. He doesn't have to go far for it.
Wow, Moulin Rouge. But so
it's
you
very sexy.
So you go to bed wearing socks.
Well, it's chilly, yeah, so I'll wear socks around the house. Like, I'm wearing socks right now, so I'll probably keep them on, yeah. I'll probably keep them on well after dinner. And then if I have a shower, I won't bother putting socks back on to go to bed.
Right. So you take them off to get into the shower. Yeah. That's where you draw the line. Mm-hmm. Interesting. I know that you're a very snuggly, like, sleeper. You like to, like, get in, like, full pajamas. Like, you know.
Weird that you know that, but yes.
Oh, I feel like a lot of people could assume just by how you present yourself.
I do. I like a lot of layers on the top half. Bottom half, not so much.
Oh, like Winnie the Pooh.
Yes. Yes, okay. Very much so.
So I like, to me at the moment, it's so cold. Like, if your feet are cold, like, so much circulation runs through your feet in particular.
Again,
if your feet are cold,
get yourself a husband, Tim. Stuck onto the back of his legs. On his back.
What if your husband's not
inside
home?
Inside his pants.
And you're just sleeping in a bed by yourself.
Oh, well then, yeah. No, but I still won't put socks on. I'll just freeze.
Right. I just think, like, at this time of the year, socks in bed is probably a must. Not even bed socks. Just I'll wear the socks I'm wearing right now.
Yeah.
Again, I will wear these to bed tonight. I will
really?
Wear it, and then I'll have them on tomorrow morning until I have my shower in the morning.
So you'll get it if you have a shower tonight, though.
If I have a shower tonight, I've fallen over in mud. There is no way that I'm having a shower.
How do you get into your bed all, like, musty like
that?
Oh,
I just flick off all the dirt.
Okay.
Right, and it just lands on the floor, and I go, I'll get that later on, and I get into bed. Yeah, socks in bed at this time of year, it's a must. I don't know why you... The fact that you
keep... I can't do it. Like, I'll wake up in the middle of the night if I keep socks on. If I've fallen asleep, something's happened. I've fallen asleep with socks on. I'll wake up and I'll kick them off in the middle of the night. I can't do it. I physically can't do
like
it.
A little rabid wombat. Get him off me. Get him off me.
I am a delight to sleep next to.
5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. You be the judge today. Can you wear socks to bed? I can't believe that this is something that we're actually disagreeing
I feel like,
on.
Can you? Yes.
Should you? Should you? Okay,
no.
Fair enough. Should you? Should you be wearing socks to bed? Give us a call. Abby from Grovedale was the first person to call through. That means she's our judge. Good afternoon, Your Honour.
Howdy, guys. How are we?
Howdy, indeed, Your Honour. Howdy, doody.
Your Honour, you know?
Yes, it is very cold at the moment. I imagine, like, you know, the mornings in Grovedale, Abby, you're waking up, you're probably, your teeth are chattering.
Did it snow out in Grovedale as well, Abby?
Yeah, it was pretty chilly out there, you know? Yeah.
Now, Abby, the way this works is whatever you say becomes law across Geelong Surf Coast and the Bellarine. What's the sock situation in your bed at night?
So I don't wear socks. I think they're revolting. I hate wearing them in good weather. Like, you know, I just don't do socks. I prefer, you know, thongs anyway. But my partner, he wears socks in bed. So if he's wearing socks and I'm not, it's keeping my feet warm anyway because, you know, playing little footsies or whatever. But as soon as he leaves them on to do anything else, then that's wrong. It's disgusting. You take socks off.
Interesting, Abby.
I had not considered
other
Tim.
Things, whatever they may be. We did have a few people, Caleb from Thompson and Sean from Clifton Springs. They both called through, sharing sentiments with you, Abby. That
but yucky.
Well, I guess
the general consensus.
The gavel is down, Abby. Again, we will endeavour to find out what those other things are. But thank you very much, Your Honour, for giving us a call.
Thank you guys so much.
Here we go.
Tim, you know what that means. Tonight you have to take your socks off.
No,
it's the ruling.
No.
It's across Geelong and the Surf Coast. No one's allowed to wear socks to bed anymore.
Come on. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.